Maria's parents migrated to the United States in 1999, fleeing a civil war in then southern Sudan and persecution by the Khartoum government in the north. The country would later split into Sudan and South Sudan. Although Maria played basketball at the national level in high school, her mother, Matilda Real, says her pride reached its peak when her daughter was accepted into Boston College last year, where she now plays for the Eagles.
To be accepted, to have her education in a prestigious college like Boston College is a dream come true. So I am very proud as an immigrant to have that opportunity for her.
Last year, the 6'4", 18-year-old led the Eagles in blocks at 73, rebounding at 6.3, and field goal percentage at 58.3%, the first in the nation among all freshmen and 15th overall in blocks. She also broke the single-season program record for blocks and was named ACC Freshman of the Week 5 times. But her coach, Joanna McNamee, says it's not just the records that make Maria stand out.
Beyond the records, what makes Maria special is her mentality when it comes to hard work. She's willing to work hard and she's very humble. And even as a freshman, when she came in and started as a freshman for us in the ACC and broke the freshman block records here and made the all-rookie ACC team, she accepted all of those awards with so much grace and humbleness.
Maria's recipe for success on the court is simple: hard work.
I think it's been like a long time coming, and I've worked for it for so long, so I just think that the product of like what I've been working on for the past couple of years, even throughout high school, to making sure I was always like getting in the gym and working. A high school that played at a national level, so just challenging myself from an early age, I think that helped me be as successful as I am, and then just keep climbing the ladder.
Real says although her daughter was born in the United States, she raised her and her older brother by instilling the South Sudanese culture in them.
A lot of her journey is driven by the South Sudanese culture. My parents were big supporters of education, and since they were little, my children, they eat mulak kombo, they go to Sudanese functions, Sudanese community. It has been a big part of our life.
And even though she's never been to South Sudan, Maria says she feels a strong connection to her parents' homeland and carries that with her every time she steps onto the court.
I take a lot of pride in being like the daughter of people from South Sudan. I think that it's important to know where you come from and your culture. And they've taught me a lot about like where I'm from. Even though I've never been back to South Sudan, they teach me a lot about the importance of where I'm from and like family.
Real says she's grateful to call the United States her second home because of the opportunity it has given her and Maria.
I want her to have the future that I didn't have, to have the opportunities that I didn't have. And I always tell Maria that there's nothing that's impossible for her to reach.
So what's next for Maria? She has her eyes set on playing professional basketball in the Women's National Basketball Association, or WNBA League.
Some of the goals that I have in mind are like playing in the WNBA, you know, working towards that. Like besides like if sports, you know, sports aren't always going to be there. So I just think that taking on a role in like the health profession would be like a goal of mine. So just like kind of figuring out what I want to do profession-wise besides basketball.
Coach McNamee believes Maria has a bright future both on and off the court.
I believe that she'll be a player that can play professionally basketball. Both. I hope that she has the opportunity to play here in the United States in the WNBA, and then also play overseas. And then academically, she's working hard in the classroom, and I think that I could see Maria being a boss and a CEO one day when that time comes, when the ball stops bouncing and she stops playing.
For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.